This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, I feel a little disheveled today, but I'm trying to get it all together, buddy.
Take your time, take a deep breath, pet the dog here that we brought to work with us today. It's take your dog to work day. It'll all come together.
By the way, speaking of dogs, it cost you $15,000 a dog in your lifetime.
More than that? I've got one dog that cost me more than that.
Well, it's per dog. Yeah, it's per dog.
Jeez.
$15,000 per dog over a lifetime, though, not per year. So that's good. I thought it was like a year. That's a lot. Because you have, what, 10 dogs?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
So.
I don't think that number's right, though. I think that number's really high.
Well, for
most people.
Over a lifetime of the dog, though, you figure that's, what, 14 years?
Maybe food's expensive.
Food and boarding is expensive. Right. If you go on vacation, that's super expensive.
I'm just not good at doing math over a lifetime.
Yeah, just so
maybe that's it.
14 years times whatever.
14, well, 15,000 would be $1,000 a year, right?
Yeah, so, and you figure you go on vacation, how much does it cost you to put that thing in the kennel? A lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And food is expensive.
Yeah.
And the flea collar.
Yeah, it might be more than that, actually.
Food, grooming. Do you get them groomed?
Yes.
Oh, see, you forgot about that.
That's $40, $50 a dog.
Yeah. So.
Every single time.
Right. So I think they're right, if you think about it. Which
might
is
be more.
Depressing, I know.
I didn't want to think about it.
Johnny Depp has done a Rolling Stones interview, you guys, and it is bizarro. Now, this is Johnny Depp, who we are all a little afraid of, right? Because he looked really gaunt and pale and everything the other day. I haven't seen the actual pictures from his shoot from Rolling Stones, but they are giving snippets of the interview. And this dude is whacked.
His picture looks pretty good, though. It looks better than those pictures we saw a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I don't know what they grabbed this from. I don't know if it's the Rolling Stones interview or not.
Yeah.
So here's some of the things that we learned during Johnny Depp's Rolling Stones interview. So... he basically said that he used to take bootleg Quaaludes that had arsenic in them.
Oh, that'll kick.
Yes. He said the high was far more immediate. See, he seems so sarcastic sometimes. I don't know if he's kidding about some of this crap.
Yeah.
Because he seems so odd. I don't think you take bootleg Quaaludes with arsenic. I think you die.
Yeah.
But he also says... that the reports of him spending $3 million on his best friend who had passed away and putting him in a cannon and shooting him. This happened in Aspen. His best friend passed away. He wanted to put him as a firework and shoot him up into a sky during this big party. Well, the reports were that it cost $3 million. And they asked him about that. And he said, no, it was $5 million.
I feel like he got ripped off on that one.
$5 million to make your friend into a firework.
I think I could have done it for much cheaper.
$20.
Yeah.
Isn't that
just
crazy?
Pack his friend inside of a shell and let it rip.
He said the reason why it was so expensive is because he wanted it to shoot higher than the Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
$5 million.
But ashes come right back down, right? I mean, it just rains your friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't look up. You get him in your eye.
Yeah.
And they also asked him, what about that other thing where it said that your business manager said that you spent more than $30,000 a month on wine? And he said, oh, my God, that is insulting. It's far more.
Far more.
Than $30,000 a month on wine.
Can't you buy wine, though, that's, you know, $10,000 a bottle?
I mean,
you can get it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so that
$100,000 a bottle.
Well, if you're a guy that you're worth, you know, $60 million.
Yeah, maybe it was for his collection. Maybe it wasn't to drink. Maybe he wanted to put it in the cellar.
I'd say he's drank the collection by now.
Oh, my God. Then there was another rumor they asked him about. Apparently, there's a rumor going around that he has to have an earpiece in his ear on the sets of his movies where they feed him the lines because he can't remember his lines. And he said, that's not true at all. Instead, I have them feed me the sound effects that they're going to plug into the movie so I can really do a better job of acting.
Oh.
That's what he said.
I kind of like his interview, though.
It's kind of crazy, though, isn't it?
It seems like he's just being open and honest about it.
They said it's the most honest he's ever been during an interview. He's really usually kind of cocky and a jerk, but he had fun with it, and he was being honest about everything. He also tried to pull his own tooth once out at a dinner party. He was with Stella McCartney and Penelope Cruz, and his tooth was hurting him, so he's trying to yank it out.
I feel like we've all done that. Some point in your life where you had a tooth that almost was out, and you pulled it yourself?
Well, like when I was 8.
That's what I mean. I mean,
he's talking about as a grown man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have done that.
No, not recently. Yeah, I haven't. No. But I did when I was a kid. I did the whole door thing, you know.
He once gave his roommates crabs. Oof. While reflecting on the start of his Los Angeles career, Johnny Depp talked about catching crabs after a stay at a Venice Beach motel and spreading them to everyone in his house.
I feel like this interview went one question too long.
Yep.
One question.
Just
he could have easily stopped at pulling the tooth.
Yeah.
But he did.
So that's fantastic. Another person is being very bizarre. So you know how Demi Lovato, it's amazing that she has been sober for so long. And she even did a documentary about how being sober is just the best thing ever. She doesn't even go to parties. She doesn't even want the temptation because in her business, it is all about partying.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says, you know, I've been sober. It's a great life. Everything's good. Well, she just released a song, and it's about not being sober anymore. And people are freaking out. Let me read it to you. In a clip from her song Sober, Demi Lovato seems to reveal that she has relapsed after 6 years of being sober. Some are thinking it could be about her past and doesn't have anything to do with recent events. So far, no explanation. What do you think it is?
I think it's just a song.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, here, I have a little clip of it. Here it is.
Mama, I'm so sorry I'm not sober anymore. And Daddy, please forgive me for the drink spilled on the floor. To the ones who never left me, we've been down this road before. I'm so sorry I'm not sober anymore.
Or is it a way to make some money off of sobriety? I don't know.
I think she's duping us.
You do?
I do. You know, she's so talented, though.
Yeah, she is.
She can really sing.
So everybody's gossiping about that. Tiffany Haddish says that Drake stiffed her on a date. Listen to this.
You to dinner. So I block all this time off. I go get my mustache waxed, you know what I'm saying? Get my armpits waxed. Got me a nice little dress. I'm like, so what time are we heading out? Are you sitting in the car? Like, where are we going? And then he's like, oh man, my bad, family emergency. I'm in Canada right now. And I was like, okay. I could have made $100,000 a day.
So she is not happy with that guy, Drake. They were supposed to go out. She got all pretty and all dazzly and... Then he said he's in Canada.
She seems like she'd be a handful on a date.
Oh, dear God.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe a little embarrassing. You might want to just, you know, the fine restaurant.
No, you take her somewhere else. You take her to Benihana. That way the grill is like, it's loud enough, that grill is.
Yeah, seems like it would be a little tiring.
Now, I know that we talked about yesterday how we don't talk about politics on this show, but I have to tell you, no matter what side you're on, I don't care if you love Trump, I don't care if you love Clinton, what in the hell with Melania Trump wearing that jacket, y'all? Like, that is crazy. What is she doing? Okay, so if you didn't see it yesterday, I was so happy that Melania went to the one of the border places. I was like, good job, because she never gets out. She never talks.
Right.
And I was like, that is such a great, fantastic move. So she went down there. She talked about the well-being of the children. She's so happy that her husband signed that thing. Everybody was super stoked. It should have just all ended there. We all could have been Melania. Everybody, Melania. That's fantastic. Great job, Melania. But no, she has to wear a stupid jacket that says, I don't care, do you? Why would you put on the I don't care, do you jacket? It's so dumb. It's just asking for all kinds of problems. It's asking for this. It's asking for me to talk about it. It's asking for all of us to talk about it. Don't wear the dumb jacket.
And the media just goes
off. Well, of course they do. It's stupid. There's not a first lady on the planet that should ever wear that stupid jacket about immigrants.
All right, now wait a minute. Hold on. But what if, first of all, I don't think it was even worn to the detention center.
It doesn't matter.
On the airplane.
Exactly. On the way. Yeah, but it's stupid. Don't take up for her on this one. This one's dumb.
No, I'm just saying. What about the explanation of all these people that have been attacking her? And that's what the jacket's about.
It doesn't matter. It's stupid. It was the dumbest call from her designer, from her stylist ever. You don't put while you're walking up to immigrants to go see them, I don't care to you. That is stupid. Like, beyond stupid. And then the other theories were like, oh, it's about her husband. She doesn't care about her husband. It doesn't matter. Don't wear that. Just be the person that you were, that we were all proud of, that you went and saw these, like, nice little children, and you worried about the children. Don't wear a statement jacket, okay? You're not 15. You're the first lady.
I think I'd wear that jacket.
And next she's going to wear that t-shirt that says, kill the Kardashians.
I'd wear that jacket to work.
I really don't care.
Do you?
Well, yeah, but you're not the first lady.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
So that's the other thing. People are wearing the Kill the Kardashians t-shirts. The Kardashians are not very happy about this. I hope Melania does not wear that shirt.
For the...
Kill the Kardashians.
Oh, Kill the Kardashians.
Yeah, when...
I don't think anybody'd get upset over that, though.
When
just the Kardashians.
When Kim came to the airport or to the White House, that would have been bad.
Yeah.
It says Kendall Jenner actually ran into somebody with that shirt on that said Kill the Kardashians, and she did an Instagram post about it. No word on who the guy is, but this is not the first time the shirt has been seen. Slayer guitarist Gary Holt wore it on stage during a concert back in 2015 after Kendall was spotted out wearing a Slayer shirt. So it's getting more and more popular. Kill the Kardashians. And then finally, the Roseanne spinoff is a go, you guys.
Yeah, this is going to be a dud.
You feel like?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, this will not work.
ABC has decided to revive a sitcom spinoff, and it's going to be called The Conners. The network says the show's working title is The Conners, and it will be in the Tuesday night slot, 8 p.m. ABC says that they reached a settlement with Roseanne Barr, and said she'll have no financial or creative stake in the new sitcom. The only thing they don't know yet is how they're going to write her out.
Yeah, it's, you know, this has been tried in the past with big, big shows and when the big star goes away, and it's never worked. I just don't see it. I don't see where your audience is because the people that watched Roseanne liked Roseanne.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I don't think ABC's got it together for this one. I think they're just trying to, it's almost like they're trying to spit in the face of Roseanne at this point, you know?
Well, I think they're just trying to recover that that money. It was the highest rated sitcom in over 3 years.
Because of Roseanne.
I understand. I'm saying they're trying to do anything. Don't you want the highest rated sitcom after 3 years?
Yeah.
Like maybe the Conners are doing it. Come on. Come on, Dan, be funny.
Do you think it's going to work?
I don't know. I have no idea. This one, I don't know. It could go either way.
Yeah.
50-50. Anyway. All right. There you go. Tablet trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.